Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Game. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be so with the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of our favorite folks from Ireland on the show. Siobhan Finn is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. She's project coordinator of Cork Innovates, which is an organization that's helping entrepreneurs grow and follow their dreams over in the southern part of the great nation of Ireland. And she's associated with, I met her through the chamber, through the Cork County Chamber folks over there. And she's been a good friend of ours for a while. She's back. Siobhan Finn, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. And it's lovely to be with you this morning.
Good to have you back. How are things going in Ireland? Give us an Ireland report first. Tell us what's happening.
What's happening? Okay. Well, when we spoke last in December, I know I was very positive at that time about our economic outlook here,
and
that has continued, thankfully. So, you know, it's good news all around as far as job creation is concerned. For the first time in, I believe, almost 5 years, our unemployment has dropped to below 10%.
Congratulations. You guys really had a tough time after the collapse.
We did. We had, you know, the country's been through some very challenging years, and lots of the industries have, in some in particular, such as construction, restaurants, catering, and of course not to mention the banking and finance sector,
right,
have been through really challenging times. But, you know, we've dealt with it. We were proactive. We have a really good national government who managed the whole process very proactively, engaged with the European Union from the outset, so with the support of the EU and the restructuring of the Ireland finances. You know, we've exited the bailout at this stage, which is really good news for Ireland, and we're on the up and up. We've ongoing announcements around job creation and continued business growth, positivity, an increase in exports. In fact, I saw yesterday one of the associations, the national associations, had adjusted upwards their export expectations for 2015. So it's all very positive.
Right, right.
I'm pleased to say.
And folks, if you're not familiar with where Cork is, it's in the southern part of Ireland. Maybe you could almost say near the southwest of Ireland, right?
It's regionally, we term it as south-southwest. So we've got some of the best dolphin courses, the best fishing, the best climbing, the best tourism, and the best food in Ireland.
And the most beautiful women, too, right?
Well, I can't comment on that.
That's what I would say. And the smartest women, too, right? Right, Siobhan?
I hope so.
The good news is Cork is... Is Cork a little bit of a unique county for Ireland, would you say?
Oh, well, of course, I'd like to think it is, given that I'm from Cork, but I would say that in terms of what we do in Cork, the scale of what we do, because Cork is the second city, but as a region, it's the largest region outside of Dublin. So what that means for us, essentially, is that we've got all the benefits of the second city going on, and in terms of competition, we can compete, and of course, healthily compete with a number of our other cities around the country. And we've got a very nice mix of a very good industry base, excellent educational institutions, economic growth is strong. We're mm-hmm. right in the heart of the agri pool for Ireland. So, you know, strong changes around the whole agri sector, which is very, very positive and has an increasingly positive spillover effect on other industries as well. We're a large city, but not so large that we can't network successfully. Mm-hmm. So we have, I suppose, the benefit of a good network and a strong network, and yet the ability to reach out to anybody within that network, both nationally and regionally, without too much difficulty.
And a heavy focus on startups, on entrepreneurship, which I'm
we do. I'm happy, very,
I'm happy
very
to
strong.
Say. Quickly, in 30 seconds, tell us what you consider to be the major industries in Cork.
Agri, ICT, and e-health,
ICT,
medical
ICT,
health.
ICT, communication technology, is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then healthcare and
agriculture.
Yeah.
And
so not a lot of industry. Not a lot of.
Oh no, we would have a strong industry base. Pharma has always been very strong
right.
in Cork. So I suppose when I look at the emerging industries, those are the three that I would highlight in particular.
I see. Okay. All right. Now I would like for you to give us the website for Cork Innovates.
So what I'm actually going to do is give you the website for the Startup Ireland initiative, which is what is taking up all of my time at this stage and what Cork Innovates has been focused on. So that is startupireland.ie.
All right. So we're going to
forward
take a quick
slash.
Break. I'm sorry. Hold on. Siobhan, I've got to take a quick break. We'll finish that after the break. 22. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.